On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center just doing a fabulous job taking good care of us as our producer. He made Caleb Swartz's interview pop up online on our podcast page, The Art of Leadership Conference. And I'm sure as soon as we're done with our current guest, he's going to make that pop up online as well. In the studio with us now, Jack Willoughby is back. In as much as this is the 8th annual Raise the Region, this is what probably your 5th annual visit or so?
I believe so.
Thank you once again for bringing us on and letting us talk about our program.
Oh my gosh. Well, Charlie Degenstein was right. Giving is fun. And so we think there's a lot of people having fun around here. What are the latest numbers I see so far? 1,700 donors have contributed. How much has been raised so far?
383,000 is what we have on our leaderboard right now.
Isn't that crazy? Even if it ended right now, it still would have been just a super noteworthy event and activity.
Yeah, we're awful proud of our nonprofits, the staff at the First Community Foundation, and our sponsors that make this program go for us. So sometime early last evening, we went over the $9 million mark in funds raised for our local nonprofits.
Well, and this really, in a technical sense, at least X percentage of it, who knows what, would not have been raised or donated because this is kind of brought up and talked about and suggested and kind of fits in as an add-on to really people's fundraising campaign at the organization side. It's an add-on to people's donating scheme that they have at their homes and in their plans. And so, and what you've done is with Raise the Region, you've really paired up needy organizations, but you've paired them up with generous people. You don't have to teach people around here how to help.
That's a big part of the program. It allows particularly some of the smaller nonprofits that don't have a professional fundraiser on staff to partner with us. They get a top-notch fundraising platform. They get tips and tools. They get experience, and they get connected with donors that they may not have noticed before.
All right, yeah, so you're trying to connect all of them up. If folks aren't familiar with Raise the Region, what's the sort of the elevator speech about what it is?
So what it is a 30-hour online fundraising event. And every nonprofit who has registered, we have 288 nonprofits who are registered, are eligible for prizes that we give out for various contests along the way, and then ultimately at the end, there are stretching prizes that have been given by the Blaze Alexander Family Dealership is our primary sponsor, and so we add money to all of their donations as they go through the day. So it's a way to stretch. So when you give a $25 donation, your nonprofit is going to get more than $25.
All right. And so this is really an opportunity to not quite double, could even double, you know, really how much an organization gets. What have some of the incentive, I'm going to call it prize money, that's not precisely the right verbiage for that, but have some of these incentive dollars already gone out?
Yes, we have. We've been, as we go through the event, we do various prizes and various contests during the day to get the nonprofits to focus on engaging there and building some excitement within the program. So right now we have something that's called the UPMC Rise and Shine Prize. So UPMC is one of our sponsors, so they've contributed. So each of the small and large nonprofit has a chance to win $1,000. So the one that raises the most money between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. this morning will win an extra $1,000 for their nonprofit.
Wow, and of course, so you get organizations. I'm going to name one that I can think of, the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble or Northumberland Christian School. They really kind of think this through ahead of time, so they know their donors are interested in helping, so they say, okay, well, if you're going to help, help now, help this way, help with sort of this number of gifts, you know, not necessarily
They organize themselves, and they get involved, and they target the prizes. They know in advance what the content contests are, what the prizes are, and they organize themselves, so they get together, and then they go after some of these prizes in an organized fashion. And if you're very good at what you do and you have a good communication skills with your donors and you stay on top with them, they'll support you and they'll see the value in their participation.
How much fun is this?
It's a pretty fun week for us at the Community Foundation. And you know, it's even more fun, I think, for some of our sponsors. And Blaze Alexander certainly had fun at our event last night, getting to meet a lot of the nonprofits who were there. Everyone gets a chance to thank him, turn the excitement lever up just a little bit, and then start their fundraising efforts.
Did he kick in more funds yet? I know sometimes he's kind of laying low with another $10,000 or $15,000.
Yeah, they have contributed well over $1 million during this 8-year program. So that was announced last night. So one family dealership has done in our neck of the woods here, and how they've helped raise the region along with the First Community Foundation and the thousands of donors that participate in this every year.
Well, you got a bunch of other sponsors. We mentioned Larson Design yesterday. Are there sort of some other sponsors? I don't mind naming names around here.
Of course, when you get to the Raise the Region website, you will see the sponsors. But we do have Subaru as a sponsor this year, Larson Design, the UPMC Health Plan, and the UPMC Susquehanna Health Center, the Auto Trader. We have a new sponsor this year, Wise Markets, has jumped on board, and we're very pleased to have Wise Markets with us, and PA Skill Miley Manufacturing has been a longtime sponsor with us as well.
Well, super, and they deserve a mentioning too. They don't get quite the profile of Alexander's, but I'll tell you what, they're doing a great job making sure that this happens. I mentioned Northumberland Christian School. They're at the top of the leaderboard right now with $42,000 in contributions so far. So they've encouraged, that's not just folks who weren't planning to donate, they've encouraged folks who are planning to donate at all during the year to do so now, so it helps multiply.
So it helps stretch their funds.
All right. Yeah,
I think the average nonprofit last year received an extra 10% on top of their donation, if you take in the prizes and the stretching funds. So it's a very good way to make your dollars go. And on top of that, if they attempted to do a program like this, there are expenses that they get picked up by this. You know, the credit card fees and things of that nature that we're able to take care of with these stretching funds and with our sponsors. They're basically helping pay for those costs as we go along.
Give me a few minutes of remarks about the foundation itself. I always still run into folks who say, oh, a foundation, well, that's for a millionaire, you know, something like that.
Well, that's the purpose of a community foundation. So we're a community foundation. There are over 1,000 of them here in the country, and we happen to be one of the oldest. I think we're the 9th oldest in the country. We started over 100 years ago in 1916 with $33. We ended last year with over $105 million in assets. And so basically our goal is we take donors' gifts and we use what we would call a permanent endowment. And so the money gets put away, invested in very long-term investments, and then we spend a portion of that money each year for eternity. So our time horizon on a foundation like this, we've been around for 100 years, but the time horizon is for us to be around forever.
You're investing in eternity.
Yes.
How are you going to know if it paid off or not? You know, you know that it will.
Yep.
All right, so that's the foundation. If you want to just get a hold of the foundation sometime, what's the best way to do that?
You can check out our website, FCFPartnership.org is the best, absolute best way to get a hold of us. We're always there to take telephone calls as well, emails. You'll find contacts for our donor services. You'll find contacts for me and our finance team, and you'll find contacts for our leadership group as well.
Well, in about every 3 months or so, we get an email from you. There's a new foundation or a new fund that's starting up, or a particular fund that our already exists is donating to something that, you know, a little bit of outreach might even help or find somebody eligible, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have 285 permanent funds. So those represent a unique gift or a unique donor or a group of donors or a company that have put their financial dollars with us. And so we manage those things, and the donor has a lot of flexibility. They can make it a designated fund where it's designated to the same nonprofit every year. The nonprofit will gain support from your fund. You can make it a donor advised where each year you get to select the nonprofits that you would want.
We really get involved in that.
Yeah, and you can create a field of interest where maybe it will help a particular community. So you could set up a field of interest for the county of Northumberland, or you could have the borough of Northumberland, or
nursing students, human service workers.
And so we do scholarships as well. So we have almost $300,000 worth of scholarship funds that go out every year.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you. I just think that always bears reiterating. One of your good predecessors sat in that chair and says, and some people just like to reach out of the grave and donate money, which is a funny picture, but you can do that. All right, raisetheregion.org, the place to go while we were sitting here. Let's see what happened to this. I'll have to refresh my screen here. Raisetheregion.org, what happened since we last spoke? Total donors is now 1,700. It was 1,600, and we're up to $388,000.
Yeah, so we thank the people out there, and get on, get with your local nonprofit, and check out raisetheregion.org.
All right, thank you so much. Jack Willoughby, Chief Financial Officer of the First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania. Thanks for coming in each year.
You're very welcome.